As most of y'all know, if not every last one of you, I lost one of my best friends a couple years ago. My cousin Anthony. And while he was still with us, he said something to me one day. I was trying to explain something, and the words just would not come out of my mouth. And he laughed at me and was like, "Use your words, Jack." That's what he calls me. A couple of my other cousins call me Jack as well. But he's just like, "Use your words, Jack." And I'm just like, "Thanks." That made me feel real good. But for some reason, even before the last time I was up here, those words just kept ringing in my head and in my heart. So I looked at it a little bit more, and I was like, "Use your words, use your words." So clearly what the title of my message is "Use Your Words, Jack." So, you know, sometimes we have a hard time explaining stuff. Sometimes we have a hard time. I know I can only speak for myself, and usually that, you know, when I'm up here, I'm only talking about myself. I have a hard time using my words. whether it's sitting here just having a conversation with any one of y'all, or, you know, or whether I'm at work and I stumble over words because I'm talking too fast or anything like that. But our words are very important. What we say and what comes out of our mouth is extremely important. A few weeks ago, our pastors over here said, you know, if we don't open our mouths, God can't do anything for us. God can't bless us. You know, we can't get what we need. So we have to open our mouths. You know, and our words are powerful. Sometimes we don't realize how powerful our words actually are. And just for example, I'm gonna pick on Angelica today. I'm gonna pick on Grandma too. I'm gonna pick on Grandma first. Grandma has a tendency to like to come up to the house, me and my father's house, and try to clean up everything. So I have a tendency to kick her out. I try to be nice about it. I try. Sometimes it doesn't come off that way, though. So it's not always what we say. It also can be how we say it. There's a difference between, "Grandma, you don't have to do this." And then I could say something like, "Grandma, get out my house." I've said that many times. I'm sorry if I hurt your feelings, Grandma. What you say back there, Angelica? I mean, I don't want to hurt Grandma's feelings, but speaking of Angelica, me and Angelica grew up, as most of you know, pretty much like brother and sister, regardless. I mean, we're cousins, but that's my sister back there. And there's been times where I have not read her properly, or I was too quick to speak, and instead of saying something like, "What's up?" I'll be like, "What you want?" and she drops her head back there because she knows I'm right. But, you know, and then there's some days where she's not having a good day, and I'll be like, "What you want?" And then that can completely, you know, with certain people, sometimes it's happened with her, you know, but it'll completely just change where our conversation was going, or it will completely, our conversation won't happen. So, you know, like we have to realize how powerful the things that we say are, you know, and not just what we say, how we say them. And I know y'all do believe me, but if for some reason you don't, all you have to do is turn to John 11 and read the story of Lazarus. I mean, all Jesus said was, "Lazarus, come forth." You know, he saw everybody else, you know, going through their trying time. Jesus himself even wept for his compassion for the people. But all he said was, "Lazarus, come forth." And the man got up and walked. If, like I said, if you don't believe me, I mean, just go to the Bible. If you so choose, you can just turn to Proverbs 15 and 4. And it kind of piggybacks off of what I kind of said about Grandma and Angelica, you know, and it says, "Gentle words are a tree of life. A deceitful tongue crushes the spirit." Not that I was being deceitful to either of them, but more along the lines of the gentle words. Gentle words are a tree of life. Your words can build somebody up or break them down. Yeah. You know, me gently saying, "Hey, Grandma, you don't have to do this," can make her feel a lot better about anything that she has going on versus me yelling at her and saying, "Get out my house." And then on top of that, you still don't want to be deceitful either, though. You don't want to, you know, you don't want to steer people in the wrong direction or anything like that. Or, I mean, if you haven't heard Grandma say liars have their place in the pit of hell, I mean, I don't know how often you even talk to Grandma. Because I know that's one thing that Grandma used to say to us, you know, me, Angelica, Crystal, Josh, Dan. She used to say that to us all the time as we were kids. So we learned not to lie to people. Yeah, definitely. Definitely scared us. For good or bad, it scared us. And then to piggyback off the Lazarus story, there's Proverbs 18 and 21. They quicker than me back there. And that says, "The tongue can bring death or life, and those who love to talk will reap the consequences." Really have to, I mean, like I said before, you really have to be careful what you say, because you can kill somebody with words, you can bring them life with your words. And those who love to talk will reap the consequences. Sometimes we talk too much. And when we talk too much, we tend to get ourselves in trouble. I have a tendency to tell on myself. Just ask Grandma or Shishi or even my dad. I really do have a tendency to tell on myself. But, you know, growing up, and I've gotten a lot better about it now. When I did something wrong, I would try to explain it to my dad. It's like, "No, but I didn't mean to do this, I didn't mean to do that." And all talking did was made it worse. When me and my dad don't see eye to eye, all talking does is make it worse. So, you know, as you get older, you realize sometimes all you need to do is just shut up. And I laugh because even as we were growing up, Grandma said, "Shut up is a bad word." But really, sometimes that's all we really need to do. We don't need to always open our mouths. Not everything needs to be commented on, you know. It just stop talking. And to go along with that, which is the last bit of scripture that I have for today, is Ecclesiastes 5, 1 through 7. And this is more directly dealing with God himself than, you know, us as Christians. But, you know, how you interact with God is also important. And the words that you use when you're talking to God are also important. I'm going to just read them. "As you enter in the house of God, keep your ears open and your mouth shut. It is evil to make mindless offerings to God. Don't make rash promises, and don't be hasty in bringing matters before God. After all, God is in heaven, and you are here on earth. So let your words be few. Too much activity gives you restless dreams. Too many words make you a fool. When you make a promise to God, don't delay in following through, for God takes no pleasure in fools. Keep all the promises you make to him. It is better to say nothing than to make a promise and not keep it. Don't let your mouth make you sin. Don't defend yourself by telling the temple messenger that the promise you made was a mistake. That would make God angry, and he might wipe out everything you have achieved. This is my favorite part. Talk is cheap, like daydreams and other useless activities. Fear God instead. You can't get a blessing if you don't speak up. Watch what you say and how you say it. And sometimes, just shut up. And that's all I got for today.